Ben, please, for those not familiar, tell me about the CT Survivors Program.
So it's our organization is called CT Survivors Connect. We became federally recognized back in February, and the original premise was to create a support group and service provision for people, survivors of conversion therapy practices. And this is for people all across Canada. And with the funding that we actually just got, this gives us an opportunity to have a home base.
In Kingston?
Yeah.
Excellent. And let's talk a bit about that funding. This funding, what exactly is this going to create?
So we started the support group actually last July, and what this is going to do is give us more opportunity to broaden this support group and make it more accessible for people. And what I mean by that is we are looking to expand to have a multilingual or bilingual, I should say, support group offering. Because we have had some people who are French speaking that are interested in the support group as well, but I'm only speak English. So we are looking to actually expand on that to make that a possibility coming soon. And having the funding is going to help us have people that we can, potentially pay in the need of those situations as well. Something that we are looking into, hopefully we'll get some help from the health teams in the near future, but we would also like to get a support worker on our staff.
Really, this is going to help break down some barriers and make the program more accessible and provide additional services that are currently not there.
Exactly. Like just as a prime example, we are working on some educational pieces. And so these will be like CT 101s that we can administer to people in the educational sector, people in the health sector, people in law enforcement. And we're actually working on our requests right now and the ask from those different sectors as to what's needed by survivors. And, so we're trying to make our programs available, accessible, and open to not just survivors but to the public as well. Now the support group will just be for survivors, but we need to be able to educate people as well.
Now, is this the first group of its kind in Canada?
Yes, the only in Canada at the moment.
Yes, and okay, so this is really a this award of contract definitely a significant for those locally, of course, within Kingston, Belleville, and all of that, but also beyond that.
100%. Like what I realized when I was working to get the help get the law in place was that we literally had nothing to help support us. And the education doesn't exist. Like the only educational pieces that exist, well, even technically exist, are like surveys and stuff like that from places like CBRC and SFU out in the West Coast and like No Conversion Canada out in Ottawa. Like they've done research projects and have gotten some of the statistics, but there's no real educational pieces to teach anyone what this is and why the harms are there and why we need to get rid of them.
Anything else you'd like to share about the program?
Honestly, I just want to say that this is a for survivors by survivors program. Like I am a survivor myself and I realized that there's nothing to help us out there, and we needed that. So I'm bringing it forward, and we've created a support group where survivors have a sense of community, and you can come and be who you are and not be afraid of that. There's no judgment, there's no harm, and we believe in a safe, respectful space at all times. This is open to anybody that is in need, or even if you're not sure. You are more than welcome to reach out. We have a current website which we're working on upgrading, which is also where these funds are going to definitely help us out. We have our email address, c.t.surviversconnect@gmail.com, and we have our group on Facebook as well, which is where you can find the meetings. So honestly, just if you know anyone or are someone that is a survivor or is undergoing this at the time, don't hesitate to reach out. There's someone here for you.